This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I feel really, really bad for the college students. You know, they're going through a lot of drama with what's been happening with politicians promising to write off debt. And we're only talking $10,000, and it's already causing such chaos. And a lot of, you know, my students and former students, I mean, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. So all this drama for just $10,000, which still doesn't even address the problem, and now people are mad at college students when they're like, look, we didn't necessarily ask for you guys to pay for it. We just wanted to pay less. You know, I mean, most college students' issues are with the institutions charging a lot. Not that they want their neighbors to pay for their college or their you know, middle-income or lower-income families that didn't go to college to have to take on, you know, that's not what college students asked for. They wanted to take their debts of $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 and have something be done with that, because the college charged an arm and a leg. The federal government covered it for them, but now they owe the government. So here we are now with the first of probably multiple lawsuits that the Biden administration now is facing over the $10,000 student loan debt wipeout. And the Congressional Budget Office said it's going to charge taxpayers at least $400 billion. I don't know much about deficit reduction. I don't know much about which states will increase the tax burden and the tax liability, because that's going to be added income. But, I mean, honestly, you know, the students need relief. But they don't need relief on yours and my back. They need relief coming from the colleges. So there is another way to do this. So first and foremost, just to let you know, group Pacific Legal Foundation has now filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Education to stop the student loan cancellation. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the South District of Indiana. It comes after the Congressional Budget Office said the Biden's plan to cancel the student debt will cost $400 billion. Now, mind you, students own about $1.6 trillion. And there's already calls from people going, well, what about our car debt? What about our mortgage debt? What about our medical debt? And so, you know, there's obviously people concerned as to, okay, do we let everybody charge whatever, and we expect the government and the taxpayers to fix it all, or do we maybe come up with ways to minimize what's being charged? That I think was a better way to go. But anyway, the lawsuit says Congress did not authorize the executive branch to unilaterally cancel student debt. According to the attorney Caleb Kruckenberg, it's flagrantly illegal for the executive branch to create a $500 billion program by press release and without statutory authority or even the basic notice and comment procedure for new regulations. The administration has created new problems for borrowers in at least six states that tax loan cancellation as income. They said people like plaintiff Frank Garrison will actually be worse off because of the cancellation. So they say the taxes would not be, they go into, I'm not a legal analyst, but I am, you know, having been in education, having been a student myself, having had student loan, having students, I have seen the problem continue to grow, and we don't really address it. The problem we have is for you to get an education, it's too expensive to go to college. The only reason why I was able to go to college because my family couldn't afford it, is I worked 3 part-time jobs and I got an academic scholarship. So I went in-state because I couldn't afford to go out of state. I lived in the dorms. I rented rooms. I lived in one guy's backyard. He had a little casita. It was on Rancho in Washington. I was blessed because I had a little shower. I mean, I did what I could to get through. Well, but you know what? But that was for medical school, because I worked during medical school too to minimize my loans. But in undergrad, the only reason why I didn't have the debt is, like I said, I had to work 3 part-time jobs, bust my butt, and you know, eat, you know, have a food budget of $6 a week. Got really, really skinny. Went on some dates. That was kind of nice, you know, so I got some dinners paid for. But, you know, didn't do anything, though, right? I was a good girl. But for the most part, it was rough. And my other students that got to go to a California university or got to go to a more expensive university, I don't begrudge them. I love the millennials and the Gen Zs. I want the best for them. But I had to make that choice because I couldn't afford it. Now that there are student loans, you could borrow. So if a university says, you know what, out of state, you have to pay an extra $20,000-$30,000 a year. Fine. The government will pay for it. Well, why is that? Didn't California make a rule that for non-citizens, they don't have to pay the out-of-state tuition if they come into the country, but somebody from another state in the U.S. does? So these arbitrary rules are not being checked. Now, honestly, it's a private enterprise, a lot of education institutions. So supply and demand, I get that. And I don't want the government going in and you know, saying we're going to do price fixing. But if the government is now going to go in saying, look, we got to now pay off these students' student debt, what I think we should do is any of these universities that really, really are passionate about the cause, they're the ones that supply the funds. The colleges are the ones that got the money. Why aren't they helping pay it back? You know, I love UCLA. I love UCSD. I love George Washington University, Harvard. They're all very, very cool. But with the inflationary changes and the students are only getting $10,000 written off. They're not getting the $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. There's a medical school that where, you know, these kids are spending $50,000-$60,000 a year. They're borrowing that much. So you would think you'd get more bang for the buck if the schools helped minimize this. Then we don't have the federal government getting sued and Congress getting involved. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as promised, I told you guys I was going to get the new booster. I had said for a year now, year and a half, that if I'm going to get a booster, I want it to be the updated one. So I put my money where my mouth was, and I got my booster this last weekend. And I'm doing okay. When I received the COVID vaccines, the original series, the second shot, well, I felt like crap. I got fevers with them. I got body aches, and I felt miserable. It lasted a couple days, and then I was fine. So I really wasn't excited about getting a booster, especially since I was going to be having a hysterectomy and they were checking temperatures every time you went into the doctor, every time you went into the hospital. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get a booster now because if I get a fever, they're going to have to put everything off. And so I put off the booster, and I'm like, look, I'm going to get it when it's updated. In the meantime, while I was contemplating, well, you know, maybe I'll get one of the boosters, I got COVID in January of this last year. And that kicked my butt. So I'm like, well, that's enough of a natural immunity booster. I'm good. Then I got it again this summer. So I didn't get the old boosters for the reason of I wanted the new updated one, and I was getting COVID anyway. So I was not only, you know, protected by the artificial immunity from the original vaccine series, but I got natural immunity from the Omicron, the BA1, and then the BA4 or the BA5. I chose to still move forward with the COVID booster. And I know a lot of you guys are like, what? Why? Wait, why? And I told you guys, you know, number one is I'm seeing COVID come back. I all weekend long and the week, last week leading up to it, people testing positive for COVID. Having the, and they're like, I vaccinated. I'm double boosted. I'm, you know, and I'm like, you know what? COVID's coming back. I just want to minimize it. Even if I could shave off a couple days or minimize the cough or minimize the headache or minimize, you know, the brain fog, I'd like to do that. And I felt that the vaccine, I didn't do the vaccine to save my life because, you know, I've been, I think after having vaccines and a couple of hits, I believe my immunity is still pretty darn good, but I did it. Because, you know, everybody's like, COVID's not killing anymore. It is. People are still dying from COVID. But I did it because I hated the way I felt when I had COVID. And if I could shave off a day or two or make it lighter, that was worth it. That was worth it to get the shot. Just like with Tamiflu. Tamiflu we use for flu. Tamiflu won't necessarily, once you have flu, knock it out the next day. But it minimizes and shaves a couple days off, and it makes it less severe. And that's what I wanted. The other is, I don't BS you guys. I said I was waiting for the new shot with the booster. I'm going to do it. I did it the same time as the flu shot, even though I totally understand the logic behind spacing things out. If you have a side effect, then you know what did it to you. My problem is I'm a busy girl. October is going to be a huge busy month. I was like, I'm not going to make it back. And the other also issue is these pharmacies are overwhelmed. Remember when the FDA in July said you could go and get your Paxlovid from the pharmacy? Just make sure they have access to your blood work in the last year or bring your blood work in and they could distribute Paxlovid for your COVID. Well, I was hearing from patients going, nah, I called the pharmacy. They were like, oh, hell no. We don't have staff. We don't have enough. No, don't. And so the pharmacies, and God bless them, but every time I go for a vaccine or something, I'm waiting for almost an hour. And the where I went was fantastic. They were so awesome. Who took care of me was wonderful, but they were honest. They're like, we only have one person who could break away from the busy pharmacy to administer, and there was a line of people. So I think we were probably there 45 minutes, even though we had a appointment. And I'm like, I just can't do this again for flu. I'm grateful for what they're doing. We'll do them both at the same time. Get it done. And I usually get the flu shot every year, and I think that's also what protects a little bit, you know, against severe illness. With flu, one of the biggest killers is pneumonia. And I'm not a young spring chicken anymore, so I could be at higher risk. Also, for those of you at risk for pneumonia, get your pneumonia shot. These are things you need to be looking at. But then finally, the other reason why I got the booster is many people weren't going to get it until they saw me get it. And so my family was waiting, my listeners waiting, friends. And so it's amazing how people are like, okay, so what happened? What happened? What happened? And so, well, so I'll tell you, no fever, little bit of body aches, little fatigue. Now, I don't know if it was because of the Jewish holidays and the sermons, but I would notice I was a little more sad the last 2 days. Now, it could just be because a lot of the people I used to go to temple with are gone. They're up in heaven. It could be because the sermon was about how, there were a couple sermons, and it was about how, you know, life's too short, people are going to die. I mean, they were kind of sad. They were good, potent, but reminding us that you're not on this earth too long. But I did notice I was in a little bit of a funk, not depressed, but that's interesting because I did not get that with the other vaccines. But the big symptom I have is I have huge swelling under this arm. So I got it in my left arm. And my mammogram is supposed to be coming Monday. So now I gotta move it. Because I had lymph node swelling. The last thing I want is somebody thinking I have breast cancer when I just don't need any false positives. So and it could just be because I got both shots in the same arm, but because I was worried about my right breast when I go in for my mammogram, I didn't want anything happening on the right side, I said I'm going to have to postpone it because the swelling is pretty bad under the left side. And I feel a little better today with that. But other than that, I mean, I'm able to work, I'm able to do what I need to. In fact, it was interesting. I wasn't going to do anything from the show standpoint yesterday, but people were so worried that I was off because I had a side effect of the vaccine that I was like, no, I'm good, I'm here, I'm good. And I want to be fully transparent with you guys because I know a lot of you guys are hesitant. In fact, I think less than 5 million people have gotten the new updated booster. We've been asking for updated boosters because we were given out the wild type booster and we're like, come on, this Omicron, you know, is a lot different from the original wild type. Can we please have something that has the better spike protein mutations? So it's no shock that there's a lack of enthusiasm for an additional shot, especially when a whole bunch of people, almost everybody I know, had Omicron this summer. But I'm just a little nervous about what's coming this flu, this season. I think we are going to have flu, as looking at what happened in Australia, and we'll give you guys updates. The Australia flu season was almost pre-pandemic level, and it might already be pre-pandemic level. I have to look at the latest numbers. So I don't like, we get a bad flu season. And one of the reasons for that is COVID's getting weaker. So if flu can beat COVID to the punch and get to the cell, then we get flu. If COVID beats flu out and gets to enough cells, then we get COVID. So I am seeing a surge in COVID cases. There's a surge in hospitalizations in the UK, as I explained yesterday. And I'm having the calls for people. Because, and it could just be people are back at school. It could be because the weather's changing. But we are having people test positive for COVID. And get this, they're testing positive at home. So if those home tests are positive, you know it's pretty flagrant COVID. Where it gets tricky is where you have a bunch of people say, no, I'm negative at home. And you're like, did you really test? Or is it that the home tests aren't picking it up? But we're actually having home tests pick up COVID, which to me is a significant sign that we are getting COVID coming back and we are getting more COVID. The other thing I want to tell you guys that was a little concerning, And I do want to say this is, I know a lot of us are right-handed, so we get the shot in the left. I would say get the vaccine on the right. Because not only did I have swelling, but I had left shoulder and left chest pain. For those of you middle-aged, if you guys have left chest pain, left shoulder and left arm pain, we don't know if it's cardiac. So the last couple days, I have been nervous that I've been having cardiac issues because I'm having pain on that side. No shortness of breath, no dizziness, no tachycardia, everything seems fine. But maybe because the booster is kind of tender like that, maybe consider doing it on the right. Just a thought. I know we got to use our right hands, but 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is now considered a major hurricane.
Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour.
He said Ian is now projected to slam into the state once it makes landfall instead of heading up the West Coast as previously projected. A top Fed Reserve official is defending the central bank's aggressive action to fight back against inflation. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Meister saying an aggressive and preemptive action can prevent the worst-case outcomes from actually happening. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates to combat inflation, but many market observers worry what the Fed is doing will cause a recession. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a spending package to help avoid a partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, one of my listeners said that they are seeing that the COVID booster does not work. Why would anybody get the COVID booster? Okay, so it depends on what you're reading. And honestly, bring the questions because that's what this is for, all right?
No one's going to get bullied here. No one's going to get, whether you want to get the vaccine, whether you don't want to get the vaccine. I love the talk because, again, I support vaccination and artificial immunity to help ward off diseases. I just don't support mandates. So I'm as middle of the road as I can be, you know, from a doctor's standpoint. So I want to make sure that those of you that have concerns don't think that you can't ask them here. So when there are, and I do see some headlines and I do see some videos where they're saying the vaccine doesn't work, the vaccine doesn't work. I'd like to know exactly what vaccine. You got to be careful. Some of the headlines are talking about the previous booster. And we already discussed how it's subjective as to does it work or not. When fully vaccinated people and fully boosted people still get COVID. If your expectations were that you wouldn't get COVID again, having had four vaccines, we've learned, which is why the mandates were ridiculous, that was moot. You could not expect, and that was false, you could not expect that a vaccine was going to completely ward off the illness like we see with measles, mumps, rubella, like we see with polio. Thank God none of my kids or I got polio, or my husband, and we got the polio vaccine. We don't want partial polio. The vaccine, we got the vaccine because we didn't want one smidgen of polio or tetanus or measles, mumps, or rubella. With COVID, people are finding it very odd that you're getting vaccinated, but you're still getting it. Well, because again, the vaccines were never going to give herd immunity. It's a different virus. And it's a virus where we still don't really understand all the ins and outs because we don't really know what the origins were. Was it that it was stuck in a lab since the SARS original 2002 outbreak, that it mutated and tried to evolve in an artificial setting such that it doesn't mimic anything we've ever seen in nature? Was it manipulated on purpose by people in China or other individuals? So because we still don't know that, we can't necessarily predict. But if your expectations with the vaccine was I'm not going to be in the hospital and die, then the vaccine is working for that. So when people, like, I understand what doctors are pushing the vaccine, people are still getting COVID. Well, it's because, you know, now we're at a point where, thank God, it's not a death sentence. I mean, it really wasn't a death sentence either. We still had a small percentage of people dying from it, but we still had over a million people die of COVID. It was still serious stuff, not to mention the long COVID. So it all depends on what your definition is of effectiveness of the vaccine. Is it you want to shave off a couple days of the illness? You want to minimize your long COVID? You want to stay out of the hospital? Then I think the vaccine can do that. If it's because I don't want to get COVID at all, no. The vaccine, you could still get COVID. So people are right or wrong, depending on what they mean by the shot not working. So one is, what's your definition? Number two was it, or are they talking about the previous booster? If they're talking about the current booster, it's too soon. It's too soon to say. Because again, it didn't go through the long clinical trials that the first ones did, because as we do with the flu shot, we use previous data, we make sure the current one is as safe as it could be. They'll either do animal studies or they'll also look at retrospective data. And then as long as it's the same components and same, then they'll, you know, when it's piggybacking off of the basic research, and then you aren't going to necessarily go through the whole entire human trials again, just like with flu shot, there's not enough time. With the flu vaccine, we need to know in February, the year before, while we're still in our current flu season, what we're going to use for the next year. And then we have to give that to the pharmaceutical companies. They have to make it. They have to then distribute it so we could give it out in August and September, 6-7 months later. You know, so it's not enough time to go through the whole original process. So when somebody says the current flu shots, the current vaccines might not work, again, it all depends. Am I going to get Omicron? Now we're looking at like a BA.4.5 and there's other BAs, Omicron variants. Yeah, I'm probably going to get Omicron this fall. I think most of us are. but I am hoping it's not going to be as severe. So that's my hope. And it's now by severe, was it really severe? Was I hospitalized this summer? Was I hospitalized in January? Thank God, no. But was I down? Was I coughing for months? Was I having brain fog? Was I having chronic headaches? Yeah, it messed me up. So that's why. So, you know, do I think it's going to work? Well, again, you know, depend on definition. What I believe is it's going to be a hell of a lot better from an Omicron standpoint than the others. Because remember, the COVID vaccine, the booster, is bivalent, meaning it protects against two strains. Although, in a way, three, because they say, you know, it's the BA4, BA5. So my guess is they're using the shared spike mutation protein mRNA. So you will have some protection against the old wild type. You may have some protection, you know, against Alpha Delta, although I don't know if those, the same spike protein mutations with Omicron are the same as those that are being protected against in this new one. But I at least with that extra level with the Omicron variant of BA4, BA5, there is that potential that it would be better than the previous booster. But could it be identical that it doesn't matter? The COVID virus is outsmarting it. Of course. So when people said, you know, why did you get it? It hasn't been tested. You put more into your body. You had COVID. And I'm dead honest with you guys. One is I told you guys that I would. And I don't back down. Lannister always pays their debt. You know, Dr. Dahlia always follows through. I always follow through on what I say. And so this is, I'm not gonna mess around. I always get my mammogram, you know, breast cancer awareness month, but because I now have the swelling from the vaccine, I'm gonna put it off a couple weeks. Still gonna try to do it in October because I still keep my promise. I do what I need to do to make sure people are comfortable and they know if, you know, that I practice what I preach. But I am just dumbfounded as a doctor with all the years of experience and practice. And ER, urgent care, private practice, ICU, OB, all my training. I have never seen a virus hit us every 2-3 months like this is starting to do. And that worries me. The individuals who would get sick every 2-3 months used to be immunocompromised. They used to be diabetic. Or they had asthma exacerbations, or there would be something else environmentally. We have healthy individuals getting sick with COVID multiple times a year. That's weird. Is it because it's making us immunocompromised? Is it because this virus is getting stronger in a way? My natural immunity, My Omicron illness in January should have given me the robustest immunity. No, didn't I still got it this summer? So that's why I'm like, I don't trust this. And it's confusing. But again, it's a personal choice. No mandates. 1-877-DOLLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DrDahlia. DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, our producer. So here we are with the 2022 best countries in the world. And Switzerland, I guess, leads the pack. I'll tell you what some of the metrics are. Then comes Germany, Canada. United States came in number 4 with the U.S. News annual ranking of the best countries. And Sweden comes in number 5. Then came Japan, Australia, the U.K., France, and Denmark, rounding out the top 10. You also have, and I apologize, the computer is being really, really slow. You also had Greece. I think Greece came in number 25, Luxembourg number 24. But going back after the top 10, I had to wait for things to load. You got New Zealand number 11, Netherlands number 12, Norway, Italy, Finland, Spain, China came in number 17, Belgium, Singapore, and South Korea number 20. I know China. I don't think Russia made the list. I think, we're just kind of waiting for this to load up. But I do find it fascinating that China would make the list. They kind of base this on people's responses on, personal freedoms. And let me see if I could pull up the methodology. The computers are being very slow. You know, if I had to rate, though, rank the countries, I don't know if I would rank it based on the Internet access. So some of the rankings had to do with adventure, agility, cultural influence, entrepreneurship, heritage, movers, open for business, power, social purpose, and quality of life. Also, purchasing power, gross domestic product. So they have a lot of ratings. Quality of life was a biggie. Quality of life was having a good job market, affordable, economically stable, family-friendly, income equality, politically stable, safe, well-developed public education system, well-developed public health system. Yes, America made number 4. Now, mind you, compared to other countries, we are still better. But I get that there's stabbings randomly, people being thrown in front of subways, issues with our public school system, our healthcare system needs a lot of work. So I get that people feel that we have issues. Entrepreneurship. Connected to the rest of the world, educated population, entrepreneurial, innovative, provides easy access to capital, skilled labor force, technological expertise, transparent business practices, well-developed infrastructure, well-developed digital infrastructure, and well-developed legal framework. Again, we're beaten by Switzerland, but we're still number 4. Agility, adaptable, dynamic, modern, progressive, and responsive. See, I don't know if we have that, because we aren't really adapting. That's actually an interesting concept. Adaptation in science can take decades, can take years, can take centuries, can take thousands of years, millennia. And the reason why is, when you make a rapid change, sometimes the body doesn't get used to it, just like rapid dieting, rapid weight loss. You need to do things very systematically and gradually. And in America, I don't know if we have the agility. In America, we're like, you know what, guys? All electric. That's it. Or we're going all, we're going to spend and we're going to do this all at once. Obamacare. We're just going to revamp the whole system. And because of votes, we end up doing things that have consequences for life. Health insurance is never going to be the same. True, we've covered pre-existing conditions, which is fantastic. And that was a change that had to be made, but now health insurance is always going to be expensive. And not to mention all the other things that they added, and same thing with the spending and the lockdowns. All right, guys, we're going to lock down. And we're going to stay locked down. And that was such a random sort of thought process. And then it was forced that now it's still taken us years to catch back up. And you still have people that won't go back to work. They're like, once I was sent home, why go back in? So we have to be very, very careful with our abrupt machete style fell swoop sort of political activity.
Social purpose helped rank a country to be higher. Cares about human rights, cares about the environment, gender equality, religious freedom, respects property rights, trustworthy, well-distributed political power, racial equality, cares about animal rights, committed to climate goals, committed to social justice. That was social purpose. Movers, different, distinctive, dynamic, and unique. Cultural influence was another basis for this. Culturally significant in terms of entertainment, fashion, a bold, happy, influential culture, strong consumer brands, modern, prestigious, trendy. Now, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, this modern, prestigious, trendy, those are expensive. That leaves a lot of people out. Open for business. Cheap manufacturing costs. Favorable tax environment. Bureaucratic, corrupt, transparent government practices. Not sure why they said corrupt in there. Adventure. Friendly, fun, good for tourism, pleasant climate, scenic, sexy. So, adventure. So, if you live in, I don't know, Kalamazoo, if it's not sexy, that could be a problem. But overall, America is a very sexy country. I guess. I think it is. I think there's a lot of, you know, and it doesn't have to be sex in terms of wanting to have sex, but the sex appeal in terms of, you know, I think New York City is a very sexy city. I think the Inside Passage of Alaska, sexy. Hawaii, sexy. I mean, there's a lot of things that are pretty sexy. Vegas, very sexy. So, yeah, power. Is it a leader? Is it economically influential? Strong exports, politically influential, strong international alliances, strong military. And then heritage, culturally accessible, rich history, great food, many cultural attractions, many geographical attractions. So heritage is interesting. Heritage is something that has had issues in terms of people are afraid that as we celebrate or as we look at certain cultures, we're discriminating and stereotyping. And so there's that fine balance of how do we, you know, celebrate Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day versus making it look like holidays where it's all about sombreros and margaritas or green beers and getting drunk. Now, personally, I think it is, I would rather, right, you know, people not minimize somebody's culture to alcohol, but I love the idea of having these days of, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day, it's Cinco de Mayo, because I do think we have to appreciate all the cultures and all the people that came to America and helped build it. Irish were influential with that. You know, Mexico, even though it's not the Mexican Independence Day, so I hope people realize Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. That happens in September. But, you know, embracing, you know, these other religions. It's just, there's always this back and forth going, but yeah, or not religions, these cultures, but then there's this back and forth going, well, you're stereotyping and you're, so that's interesting. Rounding out the final five was, United Arab Emirates, Austria, Ireland, Luxembourg, Greece. Oh, there's actually more. Portugal, Brazil, Thailand, Qatar, Turkey. So, you know, do we live in the best country? I think we live in the best. I'm surprised we only came in four, but we do have issues. And Switzerland, Germany, Switzerland, Germany, Canada seem to, according to the U.S. News, be a more solid, stable country. Germany's having issues, too. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.